We're holding now. Where do we leave off? Did we get to the two dots at the bottom? Yeah, Kol Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Okay, two dots at the bottom of the page, Lamed Gimel and Beis. Kol Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So what do we say in the Mishnah about Mitzvah Shazman Grama? All Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Women are Hatim from. So says Mar Tana Rabbanan. Ezui Mitzvah Shazman Grama. What are examples of a Mitzvah Shazman Grama? So Mar says, well, the Bryce says, I can think of a few. Sukkah, Vilulav, Shofar, Vitzitzis, Utfilin, those are all mitzvah sasei. Those are examples of mitzvah sasei, Shazman Grama. All of those are time bound. As Rashi points out on top about tfilin, v'kasavar laila lavzman tfilin. We must be assuming that nighttime is not a time for tfilin. That's why it's Zman Grama. You can only wear it during the day. Inami, Shabbos v'yomtov lavzman tfilin. Or we're assuming that you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, and that's why it's not Zman Grama. Hilkach, kiven de'ika shaita de'lo mechayva ba, since there is a time that you are not obligated in tefillin, Zman Grama hu, it's a time-bound mitzvah. Great, back in the Gemara. Ve'ezo hi, mitzvah sasei shalo Zman Grama. And what are examples of a mitzvah sasei that has nothing to do with time? Mezuzah, ma'aka, aveda. What's the mitzvah of aveda? Rashi says there's no mitzvah of losing things. Hashavas aveda. It is the mitzvah to return a lost item. Vishiluach hakein. What's shiluach hakein? Sending away the mother bird. So those are examples of mitzvah say shalom asman grama. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. Is this rule always true? That anytime there's a zman grama, women are patur from. Anytime it's lo zman grama, women are chayiv. Uklalahu. Is this really a rule that women are part of all mitzvah Shazman Grama? Check out my list of mitzvah Shazman Grama that women are chayavin. Hare matzah. Do women have to eat matzah? Yes. A full kazayas? Yes. Simcha. What about simcha? Rashi says, what's simcha? Biregel. Simcha's yomtov. Dechsiv v'samachta b'chagecha atovincha uvitecha. That you, your son, and your daughter, girls also, are chayavin. Simcha. Hakel. Women have to come to Hakel as well. De mitzvah sasei shazman grama. These are three examples of mitzvah shazman grama v'nashim chayavos. And women are chayiv in them. And not only are those an exception to the rule of the Sioux, furthermore, vare Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning Torah, is that time bound? No. Are women chayiv? No. Wait a second. If it's not time bound, shouldn't there be chayiv? Period v'rivia. Puravu, is that time bound? No. Are women chayiv? No. Upidin Ben, is Pidin Ben time bound?
Sort of.
Let's see. Delav mitzvah sei shazman gramahu. All of these things are not mitzvah sei shazman grama. V'nashim peturus, and women are pater anyway. So what is going on over here? How can you make a rule that all time bound positive mitzvahs, all mitzvah sei shazman grama, women are pater, and mitzvah sei shazman grama, women are chayiv? We have exceptions to all of these things. And a lot of exceptions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, ein lemeidin min haklalos. You can't learn halacha from a general rule that's stated in the Mishnah. Just because the Mishnah says that's generally the rule, it doesn't mean it's always the rule. V'afilu b'machom shenemar b'chutz. And even when the klal includes the exceptions, even when it says, this is the rule except for A, B, and C, it doesn't mean that A, B, and C are the only exceptions. There might be more exceptions as well. So you can't derive anything. Ditznan, like the Mishnah teaches us, b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin, you can use any type of food to join together the different houses in a chatzer, or to join together the different chatzeros in a mavoy, in an area, in a neighborhood, chutz min amayim umelach, except for the only food that is not used to join together different houses in the chatzer, different chatzeros in the mavoy, is water and salt. What do we use? Matzah. We make erevin and we use matzah, we use a box of matzahs. But you can't use water and salt. So it sounds like those are the only exceptions. Those are the only things you can't use, right? But vesuleka, is there nothing else that you can't use? Vika kameinu pitrios. What about different types of mushrooms? So that you're also not allowed to use. So Ella, rather what you see is, ein lemeidin min haklalos v'afilu makom shenemar b'chutz. That you cannot derive anything from general rules stated in the Mishnah, even if it says chutz, even if it lists exceptions. So main point number one, even though the general rule is women are part of mitzvah shazman grama and chayiv in mitzvah she'ein hazman grama, there are lots of exceptions. Lots of exceptions. Okay, now vayter mitzvah shazman grama nashim p'turos. The Mishnah said, but the general rule is that mitzvah shazman grama women are patur from. Ask the Gemara min nolan. Very fundamental question. This is a rule in Gantz Shas that women are patur mitzvah shazman grama. Min nolan. How do you know that rule? How do we know that that's true? So says the Gemara, gamar mi tefillin. We derive it from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim peturos, just like women are patur from tefillin. Of kol mitzvei shazman grama nashim peturos. So too, all mitzvei shazman grama women are pater from. Utfilin. So how do I know they're pater from tefillin? Utfilin gamarla mi talmud Torah, and tefillin we learn from talmud Torah. Ma talmud Torah nashim peturos. Af tefillin nashim peturos. Just like talmud Torah, women are pater from tefillin. Women are pater from as well. How do I know women are pater from talmud Torah? We saw this Gemara. How do we know women are pater from? And anyone who doesn't have to teach, right? Remember, if you don't have to teach your child, anyone who doesn't have to learn doesn't have to teach your child. Anyone who never had to be taught doesn't have to learn. So we know that women never had to be taught as children because b'neichem lo b'noseichem. But why would I link tefillin to Talmud Torah? If you look at Rashi in the first wide line, gemiri mi Talmud Torah, de iskush la'adadi, because there is a hekish in the Torah that links tefillin to Talmud Torah, because it says, v'shinantam levanecha. What's that about? Ishinantam levanecha about Talmud Torah uksiv basrei, and right after that it says ukshartam leos. And what's that about? Tefillin. So you see that there's a link between them. So says the Gemara, but v'nakish tefillin the mezuzah. Why don't I compare tefillin to mezuzah? Why would I compare tefillin to mezuzah?
Because it says in the pasuk.
It says in the pasuk right there.
In Shema, I remember.
In Shema, ukshartam mezuzah beisecha v'sharecha. Right, and that's mezuzah. So why don't we compare tefillin to mezuzah? So, as opposed to Talmud Torah, and then we would say that women would be chayiv in tefillin, because women are chayiv in mezuzah. So instead of saying that women should be pater from tefillin because it's like Talmud Torah, why don't you say women are chayiv in tefillin because it's like mezuzah? Says Mar tefillin le Talmud Torah iskish bein beparsha rishona bein beparsha shnia, because the Torah links tefillin to Talmud Torah both in the first parsha of Kriya Shema and in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Tefillin and mezuzah beparsha shniya lo iskish. Tefillin and mezuzah are not linked in the second parsha of Kriya Shema because it mentions Talmud Torah right away instead of mezuzah right away in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Asks the Gemara, v'nakish mezuzah le Talmud Torah. Well, why don't we say that women should be pater from mezuzah? Because we link mezuzah to Talmud Torah. To Talmud Torah in the second parasha of Shema, where it goes, tefillin, Talmud Torah, mezuzah. So we should say that's the order. So we should say that mezuzah is linked to Talmud Torah, and therefore, if women are pater from Talmud Torah, they should also be pater from mezuzah. So you can't say that women are pater from mezuzah. You can't have such a thought. Because the pasuk says, you know why we have mezuzah? Lema'an yirbu yimeichem. What does that mean, lema'an yirbu yimeichem? Please tell me what that means. To make your days long, to live for a long time. Gavri bayi chayi, nashi lo bayi chayi. Do you think men need life and women don't need life? Obviously, women want lema'an yirbu yimeichem also. They also require lema'an yirbu yimeichem. So, of course, women are going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So, main point number two over here will be, we derive that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama from tefillin, which itself is derived from Talmud Torah. But they're chayiv in mezuzah because they need life. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, I can think of a mitzvah shazman grama that women... that women are, well, let's see. We'll see what we're about to say. Says the Gemara, V'harei sukkah, the mitzvah shazman grama. Sukkah is a positive time-bound mitzvah. D'chsiv basukos teishvu shivas yamim. Because you have to sit in sukkos for 7 days. And why are women pater from sukkah? So you would think they're pater from sukkah because it's a mitzvah shazman grama. And that's the rule, that women are pater from all mitzvah shazman grama. So you would assume that's what, you would assume that's why women are pater from sukkah. Ah! You would assume that's why women are pater from sukkah. But that's not why women are patur from sukkah. You know why women are patur from sukkah? Because the pasuk specifically says an extra word to teach me that women are patur from sukkah. But if this rule was always true, that women are patur from mitzvah shazman grama, if this rule were always true, that women are patur from mitzvah shazman grama, that would be the reason that women are patur from sukkah. You wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that women are patur from sukkah. So ask the Gemara, Vare sukkah to mitzvah shazman grama. Sukkah is a time-bound positive mitzvah. Dichsiv, pasuk ostech from shivas yamim. You only sit in sukkah for 7 days, and what about the rest of the year? You don't sit in sukkah. And time of the Kasav Rachmana Ha-Ezrach. The only reason we know that women are part from Sukkah is because the Torah has an extra word. Ha-Ezrach Lahotzi Es Hanashim. To what?
To exclude
women. That implies Halav Hachi. Had it not been for this, for what?
That word
Ha-Ezrach Nashim Chayavos. Sounds like women would have been chayiv. But why? It's a mitzvah shazman grama. They should be pater anyway. We should learn it from tefillin. Why do I need a ezrach for? Answers Gemara Amar Abayi Itzrich. You need the word ha-ezrach. Salka daita chamina. We might have thought, ha'ol d'chsiv basukos teshvu. Since the pasuk says, you should dwell in your sukkah, live in your sukkah, and we know, teshvu ke'ein taduru, you're supposed to live in your sukkah the same way you live in your house. Madira ishvi ishto, afsuka ishvi ishto. Well, just like in your house, a man lives with his wife. So I might think the only way to do the mitzvah of sukkah is by having the wife there. And therefore, that would make her chayiv. That's why I need her ezrach. Meaning, you're right. Women are part of the mitzvah shazman grama. I would have thought sukkah is an exception because the only way the guy can get the mitzvah of sukkah is if his wife comes with him. So that's why it comes and tells me, no, women are still patur because of the word ha-ezrach, and the guy will be able to get his mitzvah even without his wife. V'Rava Amar, Rava says, I'll give you a different reason why I would have thought that women are chayiv in sukkah. Itzrich, we need the word ha-ezrach. Because I might have thought we should learn the Gzeirah Shava Chamisha Asar to Chagamatzos, to Pesach, the first night of Pesach, where on the first night of Pesach, do women have to eat matzah? Yes. Mala Hala Nashim Chayavos, Afkan Nashim Chayavos. Where I would have thought that just like on the first night of Pesach, women have to eat matzah, so women should be Chayiv in Sukkah as well. Sricha. That's why I need ha-ezrach to say that. No, women are patur from sukkah. So, two explanations. Main point number three. Two explanations. Why we need ha-ezrach to teach women are patur from sukkah. And we can't just learn it from the fact that it's mitzvah shazman grama. And what are those two explanations? A. Abaye. We would think they're chayiv because of teshvu kein taduru. What does that mean? We think they're chayiv because of teshvu kein taduru. Right? You have to... That the husband can't be yotze the mitzvah without his wife there. Or B. Rava, we think they're chayiv because... Gzereshava to Chagamatzos. Good.